As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What is up, Katie and the crew, with those big sticky buds that smell like
she likes it when you start just singing.
She loves it when I sing. Seriously, you want those big sticky shock absorber sized buds or big juicy tomatoes and everything in between? Go see them, Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. All right. I'm going to say something here that I feel like I shouldn't have to say, but I got to say it now. If someone offers you cash, and I know right now everyone could use a little extra cash, but if they offer you cash to chug an entire bottle of Jägermeister, just don't do it.
God.
Don't
do it. It's like a dark black abyss for a reason. Yeah. It just doesn't look like anything else you drink. No, maybe Coke.
Your body on the inside turns into the color of Jägermeister if you chug.
You know?
That's what happens. So a guy in South Africa found out the hard way. He downed an entire bottle during a dumb contest at a liquor store and then dropped dead minutes later.
Ah, sack of potatoes, huh?
Police are now investigating and might charge the store owners. The prize was a measly $12.
No, dude, no.
I don't know what that transfers into South African money.
This is a terrible story. I mean, what are you thinking, though? Like yeah. There's a radio station who made did the one with the just water. You know, they thought it would be safe.
Yeah, you shouldn't be just really chugging anything. Like the body's not made. Water, milk, you know, tea. Especially not Jägermeister. Like out of all the things I would know not to chug, Jägermeister's near the top of the list, right?
What's that one guy on YouTube, that bald guy? He like eats all the bacon. He slams fists of things, and
oh, his name's like Catfish or something like that.
God,
isn't it?
Yeah, dude, that guy. How is that guy still around?
He won't be around long, I don't think. Yeah, I saw. It started with him when he chugged like the bottle of Fireball, and you're like, oh, he's
that
dead.
One. Oh,
yeah.
Could you imagine?
See, Fireball. Okay, maybe I could put down a pint. Half pint, right? But even a shot of Jaeger nowadays is like, no, I don't. That's a horrible, horrible idea.
Yeah, it's just that amount of that's booze, man. That's gonna hit you hard. How long do you think it takes? Like after you're done slamming a bottle, do you feel it immediately?
I think there's a little bit of a break.
Or is there like a 10-minute leeway where it's like, okay, like keep an eye on this guy. Something's going to happen here shortly.
I had a buddy in college. I played football with him. I'll just tell you his first name. His name was Mark. And Mark wasn't a smart guy. Big guy. And what he used to do at parties is he would just sit. So at the football frat house where we'd all hang out and do it. Anyway, big thing was he would just sit. He would not get up the entire party. Mm-hmm. And he would sit and just drink. Shots, beer, whatever. And his whole big thing was, yeah, man, if you sit the whole time, when you stand up, boom, it hits you and you just pass out. And I was like, Mark, what are you talking? Don't do that.
Mark.
And I'm not kidding you guys. Every time, Mark would just sit, drink. Anyway, he'd be dancing in his chair, doing his stuff. And you're like, oh, okay, this guy's got it together. Get up, boom, straight
boom.
Up to the
just
ground.
Just like Chris Farley's the table.
Just Chris Farley that table right there.
Boom.
And it was, every weekend. I think he's an accountant now or something, so he made it. But still, though,
strap that guy down. You strap him down. You're never getting up again.
Look, I'm all for, you know, get tying one on. I'm all for, you know, Uncle Brock, all right? I'll put a few boozes down, okay?
Yeah.
But if you're at a point in life where you think chugging a bottle of Jägermeister for $12 is going to end well.
Even just drinking a little shot of it out of those those fancy green cups. Remember those where you put the Red Bull in it?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And a little shot glass in the middle.
God, what a terrible time in our society where Jaeger. Remember when Jaeger was a big deal and everyone was in like, oh, yeah, Jaeger bombs. I'm glad that's over. You couldn't pay me to drink Jaeger right now.
You know? I don't know. I think I kind of like it.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? You get the hell out of here. All right, fine, Hunter. Next time,
good and plenty. You know, it's kind of like that black licorice. If you like black licorice, here you go.
What are you in the Great Depression? No one likes black licorice. There's a reason.
Dude's got deer blood in it, man.
Guess what I'm buying you next time I see you? You'll be like, oh, damn it. I regret.
Elk's blood, dude. Yeah. Makes you a man.
Makes me laugh. I'm like my hunting ancestors out there. I feel like a caveman. Josh! He's a caveman drinking Jaeger. All right, anyway, don't chug Jaeger. Long story short, for God's sakes. All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.